You're on the Edge and Centered. I'm Clara Rose Marda. My guests this evening are Kai Boyd and Ian Price, owners of the Rialto Cinemas Lakeside in Santa Rosa. 1 year ago, they transformed the lakeside into the Rialto Cinemas with 5 screens and a cafe in the lobby. They feature first-run independent, specialty, foreign, and art films. They also feature beyond the mainstream Hollywood films. Gentlemen, welcome to On the Edge and Centered.
Thank you, Clara.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get started with how you got started in this business.
Boy, it goes back about 18 years. Kai and I met in college, and Kai seemed to be at loose ends in his freshman year, needed a little bit more to do. I was looking for a job. And one day in the newspaper, there was an advertisement for film coordinator for the college. So I encouraged him to apply.
Strongly encouraged.
And so he did. And very, very nervous. But he got the job, and that set his career for college. What else did you do there?
Well, after I got done doing the film series, I went and played over in the performing arts, and then I went and played over in the theater department.
And then after I left college, I was at loose ends, and Kai came to visit. And we, of course, went to a movie. And there was a little sign in the window, and they wanted an assistant manager. So Kai strongly encouraged me to apply. So I ended up working in the cinemas for 12 years.
In what areas?
I was assistant manager of an art theater in Denver. Landmark Theaters, they're a big chain. And after that, I became a projectionist for United Artists, which at that time was the largest theater chain in the world.
Did you have one movie or one experience at some time in your childhood that really took you into this world of film?
Well, I'll tell you mine, and then Kai will tell you his. When I was working for Landmark, I'd been there for about 5 years, and they converted my theater that they had just made me manager of to 70 millimeter so we could show the restoration of Lawrence of Arabia. It was one of the most stressful things I've ever done, but it was great fun and very rewarding. That's not what turned me on to film, but that's the best thing I've done.
I guess I was fascinated by the movies from the very first movie I saw. My mom took me to go see The Aristocats, Walt Disney animated. I mean, this must have been 69, something like that. Anyway, and I was just fascinated by it. And then we had I went to kindergarten and we had movies in school, and wow, there was this projector and it turned. I had a fascination as a child with all things that turned and rotated, and of course, reels of film was it.
So that got you hooked. Well, then what brought the two of you to Santa Rosa? Have you been living here, or did you come here to open the Rialto?
Well, we've been talking about doing a theater. It has been a dream of mine for a long time because my father owned his own business, and, you know, it's sort of that entrepreneurial thing. And we were looking at markets, and I looked everywhere. I mean, you know, all over the western United States. But I was living in San Francisco, and I really like Sonoma County a lot, and I wanted to live here. So did a lot of research on Santa Rosa, and we actually, before we got to the lakeside, we at one point considered putting in a 4-screen theater in the space, in what was vacant space next to Barnes & Noble in downtown Santa Rosa. But then we decided that, you know, with a 14, or at that point it was a 16-plex going up downtown, that we didn't want to be literally a stone's throw away from that, and we figured there would be something else becoming available. So we sat back and waited.
I was dragged here from Denver kicking and screaming.
By whom?
Kai.
What were you doing in Denver?
Well, I was working for an audio-video company doing installations all across the country. My frequent flyer card was getting very full.
Mm. So what is unique about the Rialto Theater?
The owners are in the lobby every single day of the week.
Exactly.
We try to show films that other people don't, that you can't see. That alone makes it unique, but more that we're there.
And it's kind of a feeling. You know, we like to be seen as a locally run business. I mean, we're members of this community. You know, we're there. We talk to our patrons a lot. I mean, we're very visible at the theater. You know, we we put ourselves out there a whole lot. It's not a theater run by a big giant corporation or even an autonomous small company. When you're there, you kind of know that it's, you know, Ian and I that are, you know, making it all happen. And so there's a lot of things that we do that, you know, don't reflect a corporate mentality from, you know, the way we work with our staff. And, you know, we refer to ourselves as the anti-bureaucrats.
Right. And you also mentioned that you show Hollywood films that are not usual. What's different about those Hollywood films? You mentioned they have a story. What's different from the blockbusters?
I think primarily we're drawn to films that are story-driven.
Like which one?
And character-driven rather than effects or, you know, like, let's take this star A and put him with story B and up-and-coming actress C, and, hey, let's put it all together and see what we get. You know, that's your basic Hollywood formula. We're more interested in films that are, you know, made outside the system, and then there are films that are made within the Hollywood system that are, you know, what I would call big studio art films. And I'm trying to think of a really good example of a big studio art film. Well, for instance, David Lynch's The Straight Story from last year. I mean, a movie about a guy who rides a tractor across three states to visit his brother, starring Richard Farnsworth, directed by David Lynch, and rated G. I mean, that is definitely not a Hollywood movie. Yet it was released by Walt Disney Pictures. So that's a pretty good example of that kind of filmmaking that we we're interested in. We kind of, you know, it's always a mix. We always have a mix of films to choose from of what's currently available, and it's in those choices that we define what we do.
And where do you find your films? How do you get them?
Well, we work with we have a booking firm in Los Angeles that we work with. They book for about 100 screens across the country. We work with, you know, the major distributors of films, you know, of the independent and foreign variety. Sony Pictures Classics, Miramax Films, Lionsgate Films. There's a whole bunch of them that specialize in distributing these kinds of films. Some of them, they range from really small companies. There's one company we deal with, ironically, called Rialto Pictures. They do restorations of classic films. They did The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. We just showed Rafifi, which was one of theirs, the Jules Dawson film. So, you know, and Rialto Pictures is basically two guys. So,
also, what people have to understand is that sometimes there are very few of the prints available to show. This causes great consternation amongst our patrons, because they'll see a film open in San Francisco and they'll wonder why we haven't opened it. Well, we're waiting for it to close in San Francisco so we can get a hold of the print.
And who is your audience here? Who comes to these shows?
Well, we'd like to think of our audience as everybody. We've discovered that quite a few older folks. And then other than that, it's just people. Yeah. Wide, broad cross-section of people.
Yeah, it's really broad. I mean, our audience goes from about, I would say, 22, 23 plus, all the way up to 70, 80. We may have some 90-year-olds. I'm not sure.
Most of the time, we sort of are missing the teenage element.
Yeah, because and it's interesting because part of our audience, one of the things that we hear from our audience on a regular basis is that they like the fact that we don't play films that cater to the teenage market, and our theater is not a magnet for teenagers, so they don't have to deal with the noise and the brouhaha that, you know, goes with that youthful energy.
Right. You're on The Edge and Centered. I'm speaking with Kai Boyd and Ian Price, owners of the Rialto Cinemas Lakeside. How do you perceive the growth of all these cinemas now? We have how many screens in Sonoma County?
All right, let me see if I can break this down for you. Kai can answer the how many screens in Sonoma County, but what happens, since I was in the industry in the early 90s, is There was a shift from the small multiplex cinema, 4 to 6 screens, to the larger multiplex cinema, 12 to, well, ultimately 24 screens, 30 screens in some cases. And so a lot of the cinema chains started building these large cinemas. Then in 1995, along came a new thing called stadium seating, which is where you're seated at a steep angle. And in order to stay competitive, a lot of the large cinema chains not only had to go back and build new cinemas with stadium seating, but retrofit older cinemas with stadium seating. Luckily, Sonoma County actually missed the first wave of construction because it is a secondary market. So nobody came into town and built a non-stadium seating theater. You were still operating with cinemas that were dating from the 80s, the sixplexes. So basically what happened is two people built stadium seating theaters. There's the Rohnert Park and there's the Stadium 14 in downtown Santa Rosa. What, of course, is supposed to happen when they build these stadium seating theaters is that the sixplexes are supposed to go out of business. That hasn't quite happened yet. The Empire in Rohnert Park went out of business, and the fourplex in the
Cottingtown Mall went out of business.
But so far, the other cinemas haven't. So there's a slight...
The county is overscreened right now.
Overscreened at the moment.
Actually, the whole country's overscreened.
Right. So what's happening is a lot of the large cinema chains have gone into bankruptcy because they're carrying too much, too many cinemas that aren't making enough money.
And too much debt because they financed all this wonderful expansion with, you guessed it, junk bonds.
Right. So our cinema is slightly immune to that because we financed it with friends and family. And unless our friends and family come after us, we're moderately debt-free. Can't tell you much about my credit card.
Right. Are you getting people from the entire Sonoma County? Do they come from Cloverdale down
here?
We're
getting people from beyond Sonoma County. I mean, we have people that come down from Ukiah every week. It's pretty amazing. I was floored when they first, you know, we opened up our first week and these people drove down from Ukiah to see North by Northwest and Some Like It Hot. And I see them in the theater at least once or twice a month, all the time now. So, yeah, we get people. I mean, we get people from Healdsburg. We get people from Petaluma. We get people all the way over from Napa, Jenner. I mean, all over the place. We are really have sort of, we draw a really large audience. A friend of ours, Dan Zastro, who runs the Rafael in San Rafael, used to be the manager of the Raven. And he said everybody he knows in Healdsburg, who used to go to art films at the Raven, is now making the trek to the Rialto. And it's like, it's really great that people are willing, you know, to make that commitment to see good films.
A cautionary note for those people who are driving from the hinterlands, showtimes change on Friday. Please check your newspaper, or please call the theater or check the website before making the long drive down.
And feel free to give your phone number and website.
Oh, yeah. You can reach the theater. The Showtimes line is 525-4840. And the website, which is, as we say, the best source of information on both current and upcoming films, www.rialtocinemas.com. And for those of you who aren't sure how Rialto is spelled, it's R-I-A-L-T-O.
What kind of impact would you like to make on this county in terms of film and film goers?
Well, we've made the impact that we wanted to make. We wanted people to know the type of film that we were showing so that in their minds they wouldn't have to go, well, let's look in the newspaper and see what film we want to go see in what theater and at what showtime. I think the way Kai phrased it was that he wanted people to think, oh, what's playing at the Rialto? We'll just go there and see what's showing.
Yeah, I wanted to change the question from what's playing at the movies to what's playing at the Rialto. And for our core audience, they are telling us that we've done that. I mean, so many people have said, oh, we're so glad you're here that I don't have to drive to Berkeley or the city to go see this, you know, obscure little French film that I really want to see and that the New York Times and Time Magazine and everyone is raving about, but no one in Sonoma County is showing. Now you're showing it. So,
like what film?
Oh, you could pick any number of things, from Girl on the Bridge to...
You showed Rafifi.
Yeah, we showed a wonderful Spanish film this summer called Butterfly, to even stuff, Academy Award-winning stuff like Boys Don't Cry. When we opened in January last year, Boys Don't Cry had not been shown in Sonoma County, and we picked it up and played it for 10 weeks, right through, you know, through Hilary Swank winning the Academy Award for Best Actress. No one in the county would touch it, and we couldn't understand that, because it's a great film. I mean, yes, it's disturbing. Yes, it's violent, but It is an incredible film, and it's a true story. So
we thought it was funny after that nice young lady won the Academy Award. People would come in to see the film that nice young lady who won the Academy Award was in.
And they had no idea what it was about.
I hadn't read the reviews. So they would come out deeply disturbed that she was being brutalized on screen. Well, yes, it was a real story.
Well, you're not here to make us comfortable, obviously. You're here to give us something exciting and on the edge, I would say.
Well, we want to show films. God, I almost said create films. No, we're not filmmakers. We want to show films that give people something to think about. You know, people can say, well, you know, what was that about, or you know, what did you get out of that? A lot of the films we show, you know, it's not all wrapped up in one nice little tidy package with a bow on it at the end. It's, you know, it kind of can leave you with more questions than answers, which is one of the amazing powers of film, to make you, you know, see things, experience things, take you places you've never been before, couldn't dream of going. I mean, it's an amazing medium, an amazing way to tell stories.
It certainly is. And do you have capacity audiences on your weekends or even weekdays?
We didn't until Thanksgiving. We were very comfortable in every single showtime, never having a problem seating people. But come about Thanksgiving, which is traditionally when most theaters set their attendance records.
We set ours.
And come Saturday night, if you want to show up 10 minutes after showtime, sorry. The auditorium's full.
Yeah, it's, and that wasn't true for all five screens, but for the two most popular films of that weekend, Billy Elliot and You Can Count on Me, we did. We sold them out, which is great. It's wonderful to do that. It feels really good to, you know, sell something out. At the same time, you know, I don't want to give the impression that we sell everything out all the time, because we certainly don't. We have lots of capacity.
Great.
Especially on weekday afternoons.
Boy, howdy.
I understand that you have special events such as the Jewish Film Festival that you've been running. Is this you've been running it for several months now?
Right. One of our goals was to work with community organizations, and we're working with the Jewish Community Agency of Sonoma County. They have, long before we got here, produced a Jewish film series every fall. It usually starts in September and runs through December. This year, when we opened, they came and wanted to talk to us, and we were like, yes, we want to have your film series at our theater. So we did the Jewish film series. What else have we done? We did a benefit for the Rural Heritage Initiative. We're working with Face-to-Face to produce a film series of films by and about gay men. We did a lesbian film festival. What else are we doing?
Well, gee, he's forgotten the big one. KRCB.
Oh, yes. How can I forget? I knew I was
very radio
something.
Station. If you make a donation of a certain amount during their pledge drives, you can join the KRCB Rialto Cinema Club and come to a special exclusive screening once a month of films that either we feel that you may have missed or not appreciated in the past, or films that are upcoming in the future.
Right. For instance, we started in December with October Sky, which was a great, great film, and actually a perfect example of that previous thing we talked about non-Hollywood big studio films. I mean, it was a film about a guy, you know, in a small Virginia coal town who wants to build a rocket. Anyway, in January, this month, we're showing a documentary called Dark Days, which deals with the homeless, and in February, we'll be giving the KRCB Film Club members a sneak preview of The House of Mirth, based on Edith Wharton's novel and starring Gillian Anderson. And so they'll get to see that a week before it opens at our theater to the general public. So it's one of the advantages.
And out of the legalese, all things subject to change.
Yes, exactly.
You're on the Edge and Centered, and we're speaking with Kai Boyd and Ian Price, owners of the Rialto Cinemas. What are some of your favorite films ever? That's a hard question, but I want to know.
Oh, that's a big list.
Well, first you go into the Rialto and you walk down the hallway, and in the hallway are posters of some of our favorite films ever. And not in that hallway yet, because it needs a little restoration, is the poster for
Diva, 1982 film from Jean-Jacques Spinet. really the first French film I ever saw, first foreign film I ever saw, and it just blew me away. It really opened up a whole new world of, wow, you know, this is really cool, and there's like great films out there. Another one, probably the film that probably I'd say most inspired us to do the theater is Cinema Paradiso. I mean, it's the classic movie lover's movie.
I was working for Landmark when we played that movie, and we played it for a year. 2 days passed when it was available on videotape.
That's another question I have. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Why would someone go see a film at your theater and pay full price when they can rent it at a video store and be comfortable in their own home?
I have an answer for that. I have a 30-foot wide screen that's crisp, clear, and bright, especially after all the money we spent upgrading the lenses and the lamp houses. I've got a Dolby Digital sound system that comes in around the 3,000-watt range. I've got a couple of 18-inch subwoofers behind the screen that'll pretty much rattle the glass in your house. We don't have any windows, so we don't have to worry about it. And also, going out to the cinema is an experience. And it makes you look at a film in a completely different way than you do at home on the television. There are also some psychological studies about watching film versus watching video. I don't know if they carry any weight, but they're interesting to discuss nonetheless. Film, you see each image 1/24th of a second. So the light is flickering on and off in your brain. And this creates,
it creates an alpha state, so that you're engaged. You're emotionally involved in the story.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to video.
Television, which is on all the time. It doesn't flicker, pretty much. Well, it does flicker, but at a completely different rate. And the experts say that it creates a beta state, which is why we all sit in front of the television and stare endlessly at it.
And become couch potatoes. So, yeah, that psychological thing is part of it. Another thing is that there are a lot of films that I think the emotional impact of them is blunted on television. And especially films where the cinematography is gorgeous. I mean, you really need to see it on a big screen to see what the filmmaker was trying to convey. For instance, a film we talked about a little earlier, The Straight Story. Beautiful. I mean, you can rent it on video, yeah. But I think the lyricism of the beauty of the cinematography is going to be missing because it portrays the vastness of the American Midwest in a way that, you know, when you see it on a 24, 30-foot wide screen, it's not the same as seeing it on an 18-inch screen at home, or even a 36-inch screen at home.
When you're watching that movie on television, you're going, why is he showing this cornfield? And when you see it on the big screen, you sort of intuitively understand why he's showing you an endless shot of a cornfield. I mean, the man's driving a tractor across the Midwest. That's what he's looking at.
Yeah, and it's very lyrical, so.
Well, I know most people like to go to a theater where they run into like-minded people. They laugh at the same time. I always have trouble being in a theater where I'm either the only one laughing or the only one not laughing.
I've been there.
How's your popcorn?
Great.
Some people tell us it's the best in the county. One thing that we do that nobody else does is we have real butter. So if you ask for butter, you get real butter. The other thing, and this sort of started as a joke, is the endless supply of popcorn toppings.
And condiments. We started out with your basic salt that you had to have. Then we added Parmesan cheese. And then
Basil.
And then Ian was joking about soy sauce, so I bought a bottle of soy sauce for the theater. And now
we just put it out and people started using it. And then I did hot sauce.
We did hot sauce, and now we have red chilies and brewer's yeast, or nutritional yeast, as some people have written me and told me it's really called. Basil, Italian seasoning, lemon pepper. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's like a collection of stuff.
So you can have people coming by even when they don't want to see a film and buy some popcorn.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
We do. We have some people that come by and buy popcorn. And part of it is, you know, popcorn is not that difficult to make, you know. Some corn seeds, some canola oil, a little heat, bingo, you got popcorn. But you pop it fresh every single showtime. It helps. I mean, it just, you know, it's part of...
Okay, would you stop telling the competition our secrets?
Oh, yeah, there's a good idea. No, we never pop it fresh. Kidding.
How do the film critics affect your business?
Greatly.
Or do they?
Greatly. We, one of the things that we, you know, is on our wish list for Sonoma County is that we had, you know, a real film critic writing for the paper, for the Press Democrat, and that we had more local criticism, because what we end up with is a lot of wire service reviews, and not all necessarily from the same point of view or same voice, which, to my way of thinking, makes it more difficult for people to understand what the review is saying, because you don't necessarily know, if you're just using random wire service reviews, you don't necessarily understand the critic's internal bias or internal, you know, views and how that relates to your movie views. So we have, you know, we found that we both live and die by reviews. I mean, if it gets great reviews, yes, and great word of mouth, people come. If it's a worthwhile film and the reviews are mediocre, well, not as many people come. And in some ways, that's really disappointing, because there are a lot of great films that don't get, you know, huge critical support, but are really, you know, can speak to people. And
so we hold our breath every week.
Yes.
Would you give out your phone number and website number again so people can contact you?
The Showtime's line is 525-4840.
And the website is www.rialtocinemas.com.
And you also have reviews on your website, right? Film reviews?
We have, or blurbs? We have blurbs. They're not critical in nature. They're just descriptive.
Yeah, we don't tend to put reviews on the site. We give you information about the film, but...
And flyers are frequently available in the lobby.
Yeah, the flyers in the lobby have reviews on them. I tend to like the New York Times reviews, so we use those a lot, and we use Roger Ebert.
Thank you, Kai Boyd and Ian Price from the Rialto Cinemas. You're On the Edge and Centered. I'm Clara Rosmarda.